Good day, my name is Ian Mapira and welcome to Bizimosi.com. The Bizimosi podcast offers discussions and commentary on how business and economy respond to the current lockdown. This episode ventures into preparations taking place for primary and secondary schools to reopen for examination candidates, while it announcing the extending of the lockdown to indefinite. President Emmerson Mnangagwa only allowed this year's examination candidates to start lessons.
Public exam classes within schools and the final year students at colleges and universities must be allowed to continue, recognizing, however, the stipulated COVID-19 prevention measures. Meanwhile, clear plans of the phased reopening of schools must continue to be put in place.
But how prepared are schools in resuming classes for their examination candidates? The Zimbabwe Teachers Association Communications and International Relations Officer, Daisy Zambuku, had this to say.
So there are many things that need to be considered before schools open. The health and safety of teachers is of key priority. We need to have sanitization measures in place. We need to have PPEs in place. We need to have class sizes reduced because the current class sizes are not manageable. We also need to have health personnel to work with and guidelines to work with. At what point will schools and colleges stop being quarantine centers? All this is not very clear to us. So therefore, to conclude that schools will open any time from now, in our view, is a bit suicidal. We are not ready to handle corpses. We are not ready to handle infections. We are not ready to handle disasters that come along with the coronavirus pandemic.
The cabinet, however, agreed that alternative quarantine centers be identified to pave way for the opening of educational institutions. Also, modalities be put in place to ensure a blended e-learning system that benefits all learners in the country, including those in the rural areas. Zambuko, however, said the health and safety of learners and students should come first.
Honestly, we are not even sure what the rush is all about. In our view, health and safety of teachers, learners, and education personnel should come first. We have talked about employment of more teachers to complement the current numbers. We have talked about reducing class sizes. We have talked about acquiring the right personal equipment for handling COVID-19. We are not sure at what stage of procurement these things are right now. So to just start talking of opening schools without putting the proper measures in place, to us, is just a suicidal measure. We are not ready to handle COVID-19 corpses. We are not ready for disasters. And schools are just not ready to handle these things. We need clarification. We need explanations. We need to be convinced that schools should be open right now.
But there are candidates who will be writing examinations in June this year.
We are still in the COVID-19 pandemic. We are under-resourced and nothing has changed so far. So this announcement that learners should be writing exams in June, I think it's a far-fetched risk. We don't want to risk anything. We are ill-prepared to deal with any tragedies should they arise, because there's a gathering of students, teachers, and other education personnel officers. So the bottom line is we're still under-resourced, and we would want ZIMSEC to give us an explanation, an indication, or some research results which they've undertaken that now convinces them that they are now ready to carry out these things. Because as far as we are concerned, we know that there's nothing on the ground That is exactly why schools are still closed.
Contrary to this, the Primary and Secondary Minister, Kane Matemba, said the government department is ready for the June and November examinations.
It's unfortunate that there are institutions in this day and age who are willing to risk the lives of teachers, the lives of learners, the lives of students and education personnel just for the sake of having an exam written. What will they do with the exam after having written it? Please, we don't want to risk children's lives. We don't want to risk learners' lives. We don't want to risk the lives of anyone so as for other people to reach a goal which we are not sure where it's leading us to.
Thank you for listening to Bizimusi Podcast. For more, like the Bizimusi Weekly page on Facebook and follow Bizimusi Andrew on Twitter. I'm yours, Ian Mapira.